questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions from around the world on Islamic issues and Islamic principles. Like always, in our recent shows, we have invited Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools. We'd like to welcome him to this show and say salam to him and inshallah start our discussion with him. Sheikhana, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. It's a great pleasure for us. The question of the day is about istikhara or khira, what is known as khira in Islamic communities. We want to ask the respected guest, the speaker of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, about this concept and issue. First of all, we want you, Sheikh, to tell us what does istikhara mean exactly, or what does khira mean? Is it documented in Islamic traditions and Islamic hadith? And then in case we refer to the istikhara or khira, are we allowed to act upon that? Or no, it's just a sort of suggestion. First, so we want to see if it has, principally, it has any place in Islamic teachings, then in case we deal with it and in case we refer to it, are we allowed to act upon that or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for this valid question. It is one of the questions that frequently have been asked from different scholars, that whether we have istikhara, which literally translated to be asked goodness from, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or some people do it by rosary and so on and so forth.
So what does it mean exactly, Sheikh, when they do or perform istikhara? What is it like?
Let me check it by the verse of Noble Quran, whether we have khira or istikhara, because yeah, we have different terms used by different people here or not. For example, we have in one narration from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that إِذَا أَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَلَا يُشَاوِرْ فِيهِ أَحَدًا مِنَ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يُشَاوِرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. If you want to, if you decide to do something, first of all, to have some kind of consultation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before doing everything and before having any action. He said that وَمَا مُشَاوِرَةُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. How can I consult with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قال يبدأ فيستخير الله عز وجل أولا ثم يشاور فيه. He said that first of all, to have kind of prayer, let me translate it in this way, to have kind of prayer and supplication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can go and consult with anybody. Of course, that individual should be wise, trustful person, and reliable one. فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا بَدَأَ بِاللَّهِ أَجْرَ اللَّهَ لَهُ الْخَيْرِ أَلَى لِسَانِ مَنْ شَاءَ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ. He said that if you start your consultation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then go to other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put goodness into the tongue of that individual, and you can, that individual can guide you to the right path. So let me come back to the beginning of this beautiful narration. How can I consult with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Consultation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means to ask, to have some kind of prayer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him to have kind of assistance, you know, to you. In the sometimes Ahlul Bayt ask us to tell, for example, 100 times.
Yeah.
Sometimes it depends on your what you want to do. Okay, mm-hmm. It depends on your action that you are going to do that. Sometimes for 7 times and sometimes for 3 times, you should have this prayer. Of course, these are some kind of recommendations. Nobody have been obliged to do that. We are not talking about Islamic laws. Just we are talking about some, let's say, spiritual and some kind of recommendation that if you want to start to do anything, for example, you want to start a job, mm-hmm. a business, it has some kind of benefit for you or not.
Yeah.
We have some recommendation that you, for example, recite this prayer, and I'm going to mention that prayer, but very briefly, for example, you say that Astaghfirullah birahmati khiyaratan afiyah aw khiyaratan fi afiyah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon me some kind of goodness mm-hmm. with a blessing. Mm-hmm. And there is no harm, going to me. There is no deficiency, inflicted upon me. And these kind of prayers, of course, these prayers are different. Just I mentioned a brief, quotation of that. For example, we have the prayer of Imam al-Mahdi, many other prayers. Just your connection and asking for some kind of blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have some kind of reliance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then go to other people, start consulting with other people and seeking consultation, and for example, other process that you are going to do that.
Very true.
It is recommended to do and to, from the beginning, from get-go, to have some kind of prayer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to help you and to assist you. This is a meaning of istikhara mm-hmm. or khiyara mm-hmm. that we have in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt. But let me add, my brother, we have one or two narrations talking about doing this formula. For example, go to an individual and ask him to do istikhara by rosary or by Noble Quran. We have some two narrations, but some scholars, including, for example, Sheikh At-Tusi, they have some doubts and question about the authenticity of such narrations.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, that much, for knowing what the istikhara or khair is, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a goodness. So this has different formats. Some refer to take consultation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the language of Al-Quran, the book of God. And some refer to some rosaries and actually, based on some formulas, they reach to know and to interpret what is being understood from that rosary.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. So let's ask Sheikh that, so whatever comes out as the result of this consultation from Al-Quran or the Rosary, can it be a proof for us to act upon that, Sheikh?
As I said, it depends whether what is your scholarly analysis of the authenticity of istikhara.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, according to my little knowledge that I have, for the most cases, the istikhara that we have in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wassalatu wassalam, is istikhara du'ai, which we call it in Farsi, which means some kind of asking goodness from Allah by or via prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me share another narration.
Yeah.
For example, he said that Imam al-Sadiq, if I'm not mistaken, he said that فَاسْتَخِرِ اللَّهِ مَأَةَ مَرَّ خِيَرَةً فِي آفِيَة. Before doing anything, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
فَإِنْ إِهْلَوْلَا فِي قَلْبِكَ بَعْدَ الْإِسْتِخَارَ فَبِئِهَا. After doing that, after doing this supplication or prayer, as I said, 100 times, in other narration we have, for example, 3 times or 7 times. If look at your heart, whether you, whatever it has been reminded, you have been reminded of, you can do that. Mm-hmm. If it is, for example, if it was positive, you go and start that business. Mm-hmm. In the narration, for example, to sell something. Or if it was not, if it was negative, you stop doing that. وَاسْتَبْدِلْ غَيْرَهُمَا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلْتَكُنِ الْإِسْتِخَارَةِ بَعْدَ صَلَاتِكَ رَكْعَتَيْنِ. As I said, in some narration we have that. If you do, first of all, you should have two units of prayer, mm-hmm. which we call it Salatul Istikhara, or two units of the prayer.
Yeah.
After these two units, you have some kinds of prayer toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, you know, you can go and you have your consultation with other people. Or, for example, look at your hearts, whatever you're reminded of and whatever occurred in your mind and your heart, you can do mm-hmm. and you practice upon that. And what if that prayer, for example, one quotation we have, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi annaka alimul ghaib wa shahada ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa anta allamul ghuyub astaghfirullaha bi rahmati. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is all, you know, knowing, He knows the, you know, the heavens and earth,
yeah.
and he is a most blessing and most merciful, and He knows all hidden things. I ask goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of His mercy.
Mm-hmm. So this is a supplication or prayer, istikhara akhira, that you talked about. Shaykhana, is there any, let's say, hadith or let's say instruction from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam or the household of the Prophet, and the quality of istikhara in the form of, let's say, the one which is being done with rosary or with Al-Quran, because it is quite common these days, because the kind of istikhara that you talked about and explained from the language of the tradition, it's not that common way of performing istikhara. But the other two forms, that is performing istikhara with rosary and Quran, is more common. So is there any recommendation from Ahlul Bayt in this regard, any instruction how to perform it?
As I said, we have one or two narrations and maybe three in this regard has been quoted, especially doing some kind of istikhara with the verses of Noble Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, he mentioned in Mafatihul Janan, his great masterpiece of the collection of the prayers of Ahlul Bayt. He has quoted, and other scholars that have quoted one or two narration with regards to doing istikhara via, for example, verses of Noble Quran. But as I said, some scholars, they have questioned and have some doubts about the authenticity of those narrations.
Yeah.
And of course, we do not want to, I want to emphasize on the point that we do not want to refute these kind of istikhara.
Yeah.
We do not want to do that. But after all, we have some doubts about the authenticity of such istikhara.
Mm-hmm.
But what is sure, for sure you can understand from the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, is the istikhara that I mentioned, and it has two units of prayers, and after that you have prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you go and start your...
This format is the one which is instructed by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam.
At least, yes, and all scholars, they believe on the authenticity of this one, this
very
kind of istikhara.
But not the other forms. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and enlightenment on this issue of the istikhara. So istikhara by itself, as respected Sheikh explained, whatever it has been recommended by Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam is the one which is known as istikhara dua, that is a supplication or prayer form of istikhara that we perform two rak'ah of prayers, and then after that there is a dua that we need to recite it 100 times, if I'm not mistaken. Then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a blessing, for a goodness, and to clarify for us the way, because usually istikharas or khiras are being done at the time that a person is in state of ambiguity or in state of being in doubt to perform an action or not to do it. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him directly or indirectly how to what to do with in that specific case that he is afflicted with.
Let me add 100 times for important job that you are going to do that. And 3 times or 7 times has been mentioned in the narration for easy job that you are going to do.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. That was a good complimentary statement from the respected Sheikh. Okay, dear brothers and sisters, but what we understood all in all, istikhara is not being going to be looked as a proof so that we act upon that and we consider it as something 100% certain and there is no way around. So this is not what Islam tells us. Till our next show, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن